Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Jurors are being chosen today in a trial that will decide the fate of the gunman who killed 17 people in Parkland, Florida, 4 years ago. Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty last year to the 2018 massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Today, the sentencing phase of the case begins. And joining us now is NPR's Greg Allen, who's been following this story from the start. Greg, welcome.
Hi, Peter.
So jury selection underway in a case that really spurred a national protest movement against gun violence. What kind of work do the members of this jury have ahead of them once they're picked?
Well, this case is really about just two decisions you have to choose from as a juror. You can go for the death penalty or life in prison. And that's what the defense will be looking for, a juror. One juror out of this panel of 12, they convinced them that Nicholas Cruz should get that a life sentence. So that's what they're looking for. But it's going to be a long process before we get to that decision.
Remind us, this is the sentencing phase. Of course, Cruz pleaded guilty to all counts back in October, correct?
Right. That came as a bit of a surprise. In pleading guilty, the defense was hoping that Cruz would possibly avoid the death penalty. Many of the families have been adamant that the death penalty is the only appropriate sentence here. The prosecutor is standing firm on that, going for the death penalty. And so by coming up and just finally saying that he was going to plead guilty, I think they're hoping to win some sympathy then from family members and others.
Mm. And this will be hard for some people to hear, but I do want to hear this piece of tape from the gunman. During his guilty plea, he addressed the survivors and the families of the victims. Let's listen.
I am very sorry for what I did, and I have to live with it every day. And that if I were to get a second chance, I will do everything in my power to try to help others. And I am doing this for you, and I do not care if you do not believe me. And I love you, and I know you don't believe me.
So tell me more. How have family members reacted to this plea, and what do they want out of this trial?
Yeah, many of the family members were in the courtroom when that happened, and they rejected it at the time, calling it irrelevant and ridiculous, a couple of the words I heard. Here's Tony Montalto, whose daughter, a 14-year-old, Gina Montalto, was one of those killed.
If you wanted to do something for our families, you should have started by not killing our loved ones. And our daughter, Gina, was already helping people at 14. She was a volunteer at our church. She was a Girl Scout and out there doing things in this community to help others. And the shooter does not deserve that opportunity.
Montalto says he and his wife, Jennifer, will be at the trial, even though he acknowledges it's going to be a tough few months here.
Do you expect any of the family members or the survivors of the shooting to testify during the sentencing phase?
Oh, yes. I think that certainly would be the case. There's been lots of hearings and, you know, motions about this. But clearly there will be victim impact statements delivered by a number of the people, the family members, talking about the people who were killed and the impact the murders have had on them and the larger community. We'll also hear from survivors of the shooting that day. You know, we're talking about students, probably teachers, some of whom were wounded and some who saw their classmates killed in front of them. Legal experts say that testimony will be very powerful for the prosecution. And so there's going to be some very tough testimony and also some videos we're going to be seeing, surveillance videos and some videos, I believe, recorded by students of the shooting that were going on that day.
So, Greg, what about the defense then? What do you think the lawyers for Cruz are expected to argue to keep him from getting the death penalty?
Well, a lot of this case is going to be tied up in legal expert testimony from various psychological mental health experts. The defense will be presenting evidence of what they contend is Cruz's mental impairment, mental illness, if you will. There will be testimony on both sides. The prosecutors will present their own testimony on that. And there will also be some introduction of possibly electroencephalogram tests and other forms of brain scans to show some pictures that the defense will say shows that Nicholas Cruz was not fully in his right mind here, and hoping that might sway a juror or two to get them off with a life in prison sentence.
And this will be a long process. It is expected to take several months. NPR's Greg Allen, thank you so much.
You're welcome.